How do a man walk in his purpose? Purpose is only effectively engaged when your calling is understood. When an assignment is understood, your job description is your calling. Your job description in God is your calling. Until a man understands that, he can never walk in purpose. You must fully have an understanding of your assignment in life. What is your job description? Number one, represent the Lord. Number two, represent mankind. Serve God, serve humanity. That is your job description. How you do it matters in diverse dimension. You can do it in diverse dimension, through a career, through a skill, through a talent, through an ability, through a gift of the spirit, through wisdom, through creativity, through innovation, through anything. You must understand that the benefit of working in purpose is, first of all, the ability to feel fulfilled. When a man walks in purpose, he will feel fulfilled. You'll be fulfilled that actually you serve, you contribute your own quarter to humanity. Secondly, you are going to be fulfilled and gratified that eternity is in view. A man that is walking in purpose is sure and guaranteed of eternity, as long as he's aligned to the counsel of the Lord. Anytime you walk in purpose, you are sure that heaven is clapping for you. Anytime you walk in purpose, you put a smile upon the face of people. Anytime you walk in purpose, you add value to people. Anytime you walk in purpose, you discover yourself the more. The first thing for you to walk in purpose, like I said, is understanding your job description, understanding your assignment. And this will occur by, first of all, discovering it. When you discover it, you can now further walk in it. It is impossible for you to walk in a purpose you have not discovered. Many people are just walking haphazardly, left, right, center in life, without knowing where they are going to. The first thing is to discover your purpose. And the first thing you have to do is also, in discovering of your purpose, I have let you understand that it's very important for you to look at your encounters, your visions, your revelations. These things will give you a prime understanding of where the Lord is going with you and what the Lord intends to do with you. Also, look at your talent, giftings, and potentials and ability. Then, further also, you walk in purpose by aligning to the Spirit of the Lord for guidance and for instruction. Any man that embraces the way of prayer and understanding the ways of the Spirit will always align to the Spirit of the Lord. Your adherence to God's spiritual laws and principles will help you to walk in purpose. Everyone today that you see walk in purpose is a man that adhere to God's spiritual laws and the principle of the Lord. There are laid down principles, laid down laws and patterns set in scriptures. Everyone today that walk in purpose is a man that aligns to them. You do not succeed in purpose according to your own terms and conditions. No, you walk according to the terms and conditions of the Lord. Everyone today that walk in purpose is a man that understands the laws of God. You must abide to the commandment of the law, the minimum, the 10 commandments, and many more commandments of the laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You must also be able to walk according to the principles, the patterns of the kingdom that were laid down. There are a lot of principles and patterns in scriptures. Look at the lives of great men in scripture. How do they walk with God? What are their secrets? The secret of the kingdom is hidden in laws, in principle, and in instructions. These laws, principle, and instruction, it is your job description to discover them. When you discover them, it will help you to walk in purpose. Until you discover the laws of the kingdom, what are the spiritual laws that govern the earth? What are the spiritual laws that govern the heavens? What are the physical laws that govern the earth? What are the physical laws that govern the operation of the sphere of influence you are called into? Many people today have never become relevant in life because they don't abide by laws and principles. Whether you like it or not, every successful organization runs by a law, by a principle. The same way there are spiritual principles, there are physical principles. There are basic physical principles that can help you walk in your purpose. Many people do not know the law of power. They don't know the law of influence. Many people don't know the law of value. Many people don't know the law of relationship. Many people don't even know the prime definition of how to understand the anointing, how the anointing works, how power works, how wisdom works, how intelligence works. For you to be actually able to walk in purpose, you must understand the law in keeping to the region where you are. How can you be called into the legal sector and you have no understanding of legal litigations? You have no understanding of anything that go on in the court, and you want to actually influence there, and you actually want to walk there to represent God there? Is impossible. If you are called into ministry, do you understand the law of honor? Do you understand the law of relationship? Do you understand the law of fasting? Do you even understand the law of prayer? Do you even understand any law at all in keeping to kingdom operation? Do you understand the law of mentoring? Do you know the law of service? Do you know how men become great in the kingdom? It is your responsibility to understand these laws and these principles and abide by them. You must subscribe to those laws. There are many people today that are calling to ministry. They think prayer is not necessary. Fasting is not necessary. Study is not necessary. Giving is not necessary. Sacrifice is not necessary. Maintaining good relationship with people is not necessary. The media is not necessary. You see, you will remain challenged and you will never fulfill purpose. Many people are calling to fashion. They never care to learn how the fashion industry works. They don't know a law that is binding there. Many people believe they are calling to the educational sector. How do people rise there? Bishop Oyedepo said, before he began the university, he believed as a minister called into the mountain of ministry, the mountain of the religion, he still believed that God also have a part for him to play in keeping to his purpose in the educational sector. He studied the best universities and understand the laws, the principle, how they run. His study was evident, and you can see how through his study he applied the same principle, and he did better. You must understand that no matter the sector you are sent to, you must have an understanding of the law that regulate that sector. Today, an average pastor does not know any principle. He doesn't know the principle of influence. He doesn't know the principle of giving. He doesn't know the principle of mentoring. He doesn't know the principle of anything. Leadership, government, organization, excellence. He doesn't know anything. He does not care to study and improve upon himself. It is impossible for you to be able to rise in life like that. Everyone that walk in purpose, apart from understanding spiritual principle, you have to also understand physical laws and principle. Laws are very important. Every spoken word of the Lord comes as an instruction. When it comes as an instruction, it becomes a written law. When it becomes a written law, when the law is abided to, the abiding to the law produce result. The process used to get the result is what we call principle. Principle is the wisdom that is gotten in applying a law to get a result. Many men and women today have applied the laws of God, spiritual laws, physical laws, and they have gotten result. Those processes they used to apply them, if you understand it, you will learn a principle. That principle, you can apply it and get the same result. You also, you can abide with the law of the Lord. And as you abide with the law of the Lord, you will learn more principle. That is why no two great men succeed alike. All of them follow different patterns. The principle I use to get to where I am today, you may not use the same principle, but you can still get to where I am, even do better. The laws I apply, the instructions I follow are different. The way the Lord speaks to me is different from the way the Lord speaks to you. And all of us, the Lord can speak to us in diverse ways, and we can still arrive the same destination. So it is impossible for a man to walk in purpose without understanding the principle and the laws that govern the kingdom. How do successful ministry thrive? What do they do? You must be able to understand that. All the cry of Paul in the book of Romans was, how can he go against the law of death? Because he saw a law greater than him at work in his life, and he was crying, how can he go against this law of death and sin? But there was another law. It is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that can deliver him from the law of sin and death. When he applied that law, a principle was found, and that principle was being used to defeat the devil. And if the devil is defeated by that principle, anyone that dare to apply the same law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus will walk in victory. Many people today do not know that the commandment upon us come to us as laws. The commandment of God come to us as instructions. When we abide to those commandments and those laws, we are going to walk in wisdom. And when we walk in wisdom, it's because we apply a principle. Whether you like it or not, until you adhere to strict laws and principles, your life will always remain the way it is. Find out, what are the principles governing the lives of people? What is the secret of men? Most great men, their secret are not told. Their secret is in their stories. And when you listen to the stories of great men, what you learn is the principle of their operation. You may not have been there when the Lord is giving them the instructions. You may not actually read the same laws they read, but you can learn their principles. The same principle can be applied. I assure you, many people that apply many principles and it work for them do not even know the true mechanism of the principle. And that is why it is an advantage for a man that understand a principle and apply it, and it will work for him. These things are like a well-made remedy for you, well-made ingredient for you. And as a remedy, if you apply it, you will be able to circumvent yourself from the influence of the decadence of failure. Because many failures today are people that do not adhere to any law. Many failures today are people that are not governed by a principle. Many failures today are people that have never received an instruction and they keep to it. Are you a man of principle? Are you a man of laws? Are you a man of instruction? Yes, we give a lot of preeminence to instruction. We devalue principle. But let me tell you, every instruction the Lord speaks unto you right now will become a law. It will become a principle later on. Because when God speaks to you, you must write it down. What is speak to you right now as an instruction will be written as a law. Then when you obey it, it will become a wisdom. Then it will become a principle. And that is what will run your organization and run your ministry. That is why no two ministries are the same. Every ministry are different. All of them are serving the purpose of God, running according to a well-defined law, well-defined principle, and well-defined instruction. Not everything unites us. There are other things that may seem to divide us. Sometimes it's our principle of operation. Sometimes it's our laws. Sometimes it's our instruction. These things in themselves are not bad, but we need to find a common ground that unites us. But nevertheless, this principle, laws, and instruction is what gives men an advantage. The way deeper life is run, it has a well-defined principle, a well-defined law, a well-defined instruction. The way living faith is run has a well-defined principle, well-defined laws, well-defined instruction. And mind you, all of them are working in purpose. You see, God will appear to people not because our laws, our principle, our doctrine is correct. No. It's simply because men are sincere enough seeking and searching the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to appear to people not because we have the greatest of the revelation. No. It's because the heart of men is looking for him. And because of the desperation of the heart of men, he will appear to even a Boko Haramis. God is the one that sustain the capacity to encounter men on his own accord. So you must understand that no matter how we do, all of us cannot be the same. All of us will follow different pathways to still reach unto God. The standard of God will not be broken, but his principle and his laws come in diverse ways. His instruction come in diverse ways. The Lord can tell you kill your child to receive a covenant like Abraham. Another person, the Lord will tell him sacrifice cattle like Solomon. Another person, the Lord will tell him another thing. All of them was different kind of operation by the Lord. If I tell you kill your son so that the Lord will establish a covenant with you, I have lied. Maybe the Lord will want you to sacrifice cattle. Maybe the Lord will not even want to sacrifice anything. So I need you to understand that in keeping to the operations of the Lord, most times we must owe first primarily to the instructions of the Lord. Then the instruction become laws. When we abide to the law, a principle is established by the wisdom that we apply. How do a man walk in purpose? By adhering to spiritual laws and physical laws. You must be able to ensure that the system or the organization or the sphere of influence, or you can call it the mountain of influence you are called to function in, you also have knowledge in it. Many people are not guided. Many people are not mentored. And they refuse to go for knowledge. They refuse to seek for knowledge. There is no man today that is advancing without acquiring more knowledge daily. I'm not talking about the knowledge that puffs off. Knowledge in humility. The knowledge that you have in keeping to an operation and is functional. Your ability to learn continually will help you walk in purpose. Many people that stop learning, stop walking in purpose. Why? Because God will keep teaching you every day. God will never give you everything you require for the journey at once. He will continue to encounter you on daily basis to reveal more to you. And when you don't sustain the heart posture and the capacity to learn from everyone, it will amaze you that after a while, you will be ostracized from the working of God. That is why many people began in God and end up in the devil. Why? When they stop learning in God, they begin to learn in the devil. You must understand that as you journey in purpose, you must continually learn and understand the sector where which you are. Wherever God has put you, if God has put you in a sector, learn daily in keeping to that. There is no any great man that has not learned how to summarize his sleep. There is no any great man that just loves to sleep. There is no any great man that just loves to eat. There is no any great man that you see his life that is not temperate. Many great men you see today, their life constitute diverse kinds of sacrifice, diverse kinds of obedience, diverse kinds of learning. They learn daily. Anytime I see a privilege for me to learn, I learn again. You must understand that if you truly learn, and you are proud, is because your learning has not profited you. There are a lot of people today that know nothing, yet they are proud and arrogant. The reason why they are proud and arrogant is simply because their ego and their lack of humility is what is bringing them to doomness. And God will always resist the proud. And if you don't take time, it will not take long. You'll be irrelevant in the sector you are sent to. You must understand that if you truly want to advance and continually walk in purpose, you must remain in God, learning daily. Praying should be your daily bread. Fasting should be your daily bread. Studying the scripture should be your daily bread. Listening to men, it should be your daily bread. If you have to get a course, go and get a course. If you have to attend Bible school, attend Bible school. If you have to go for a seminar, go for a seminar. If you have to attend a meeting, go for a meeting. If you have to go for a retreat, go for a retreat. Men that walk in purpose are men that continue following. You must continue following. You must follow the path of great men. Have you discovered that every great man is connected? Every great man is connected. No man succeeds in isolation. There are millions of great men, if not billions, upon the face of the earth. Half of them, each and every one, is connected to another great man. Great men have a cycle of influence. All my friends are great. Many people that are around me are great. Only few that are not great. And the ones that are not great, I'm trying my best to bring them up. I need you to understand that whether you like it or not, one of the only way for you to continue to walk in purpose is to walk together with men that are walking in purpose. And how do you do that? Understanding, knowledge, By the time you begin to learn from people that are working in purpose, you too begin to walk in purpose. By the time you begin to align with people that are working in purpose, you too begin to walk in purpose. Why? Birds of the same feathers flock together. Many people today cannot walk in purpose because they surround themselves with people that are confused. You surround yourself with people that don't know where they are going to. You surround yourself with people that will see. There is a slogan we always say, follow those who know road. It looks very funny, but I assure you, you can only move effectively well with people that know where they are going to. They say, if a blind man lead a blind man, they will both fall into a ditch. You must understand that if you must walk in purpose, look at your life. Who are the people that are walking in purpose? Align to them. When you align to them, they will guide you aright. In their guidance, in the multitude of their counsel, you will find yourself walking in purpose. Also, you must continue to learn. You must learn from diverse sources. Learn from men that have proven results. Everyone today that is working in purpose is learning from people that have proven results. As you learn from God, learn from people. Never come to a point where you are proud and arrogant. There is no level you are today that somebody has not gone there before. There is nothing you are doing today that somebody has not done before. So calm down. You must be able to learn and go gradually. Every great man you see today begin from somewhere. You must grow gradually. Many people do not understand the power of learning. The power of learning is the ability for you to actually to keep upgrading yourself. Any man that learns daily, we find out that is growing daily. Growth daily is a product of learning daily. Man and a woman that stop learning daily will begin to die daily. That is how this thing works. For you to be able to walk in purpose also, you must understand your potentials, understand your values, understand your gifts, understand your abilities. Then, deploy them to solve the problems of mankind. Everyone today that you see that is working in purpose, check very well. Their skills, their values, their potentials, their abilities, all of these things, they discover them, they refine them, then they further deploy them to solve the problem of mankind. If you truly want to walk in purpose, now is the time for you to begin to do something. No man that do nothing is remembered. If you cannot do anything, serve another person. Serve. Look for a vision for you to serve. Look for somebody's dream to serve. As you serve, trust the Lord to commit unto you, to reveal to you what you ought to do. As you align to men and women that are walking in purpose, you too will begin to walk in purpose. As you deploy your giftings, deploy your value, deploy your abilities, and serve, you begin to walk in purpose. Many years ago, people said Pastor Chris was using them Sinatra, them Frank Edward, them Samson. But look at them today. They serve. Service is greatness. They deploy their giftings, they deploy their abilities, they deploy their values, and today they are able to actually begin to walk in purpose and continually walk in purpose. Today they are relevant. Why? Because they follow a man of value, as also they were also able to serve. Many of you are talented and gifted. Nobody you are not serving with that. You never care to serve anybody with that talent and gift. How will you become relevant? How will you walk in purpose? Many of us that you see today that are relevant, I assure you, we had times where we were serving, nobody knew us. I served for almost 10 years. For 10 years, I was serving. I served diverse ministries, selflessly, without collecting one dime. Many of you can never serve in a ministry. You must ask for somebody to pay you something. You can never just go and learn apprenticeship for free. You want to be paid. Everything is not for payment. No, there are values you give as a seed. As you sow the seed of service, I assure you, you will reap a thousand rewards. Many of us serve effortlessly. What we inherited was an inheritance. We inherited a heritage. We inherited an anointing, a grace that with money we can never buy. If you sense the calling of God upon your life, it's not the time for you to go and open a ministry. No, don't register a name. Register yourself in the realm of the spirit first. When you are done registering yourself, find a ministry in the physical to serve. If you can prove yourself profiting, worthy of the calling in that ministry, when you go and begin, the Lord God himself will strengthen you. He that serve others will be served. If you never serve anybody, nobody will serve you. If you have ever, whatsoever you sow is what you reap. If you have honored anybody in the body of Christ, you will be honored. If you have never honored anybody, you too will be dishonored. everything you do to another person will be done to you. It does not matter. There are many of you that have never served anybody, never served any ministry. You wonder why now you open a ministry, nobody is coming to serve. It's because you didn't serve. Everything you sow is what you reap. Many of you have sowed the seed of discord, the seed of reproach, the seed of division. You divided somebody's ministry and you think you will prosper. If God did not help you, the same thing is what you'll be reaping right now. Many of you today, you are called into diverse sector. You are highly anointed, but many things may never work in your life because you have broken certain laws and principles. No honor, no mentoring, no deployment of value, no love relationship. Nothing. You must understand that this thing does not just work like that. You must be selflessly enough serving the cause of the gospel, ensuring that you serve the body of Christ in a greater measure. And I assure you, if you have traveled kilometers away for somebody to bless you, for somebody to preach, for you to listen, if you have sat down before in humility, yet you are anointed, but you sat down, somebody preached and you were blessed, a time is going to come, God will put something upon your head, and many nations will travel to come and see you. Today, we are globally recognized, not because we are highly anointed, but because through our service, we inherited an ointment. Many of us you see today, take us that are relevant. We don't boast in how much more is we that are doing it. No, we are product of graces. I am a product of the impartation of graces. You may never understand who I am. Never, no matter how you do, till I die and leave the earth, whether I transport, till I leave the face of the earth, people will never understand who I am. You may never know my strength in God because you don't know my sacrifice. You don't know my service. You never know my heart posture. You don't know the kind of people I'm serving. You don't know what I'm doing to now. You see, the social media have spoiled our level of sacrifice. So today, somebody give you a car. Somebody give you some money. You post it online for people to see. There are many people that are making diverse kind of sacrifice you have no idea of. There are people that are praying for people you know I have no idea of. There is no man you pray for that can close himself from you laying access to his inheritance. I have prayed for great men. I have served great men. I have sown seed to great men. You may never know them, but I assure you, I am a product of the impartation of the diversity of the grace of men. So you can never know the strength of my utterances. Yet, the Lord God have imparted me. The Lord God have appeared to me. I have seen Jesus several times, but I assure you, one of the easiest ways for you to walk in purpose is to ensure that you have a track record of service to men and you continue to align to them. The voice of men are lost to me. There are people that when I hear their utterances, when I hear their voices, it's lost to me. You don't boast in how much more you are you. I know you want to be unique, but let me tell you, there is nothing unique about you. There is nothing you are doing today that somebody has not done it before. It's only new because it's happening through you. You must understand, it's God that makes men relevant, but men are custodians of inheritance. Men are keepers, guardians of the truth and the secret and the mysteries of God. The secret of God is hidden in the heart of men. Many more times, men will never open those things to you until you serve them. Service is greatness. Jesus Christ himself says he has come to serve. You will never understand how many people rise. Is the secret and the mystery of service and the mysterious ways of honor. And these things are not things that are on public display. You must understand that opening a ministry is good, starting a ministry is good, but do you have a track record of how much more you have worked serving the vision of another? Because you will reap what you sow. Whatsoever you sow is what you will reap. How much more have you been effective in serving the cause of another man? Such will determine whether others will serve you.